everybody. It's Michelle Fisher, and welcome into A View From My Window. Today, we are on location at the 2012 Summer Leadership Institute's National Conference of Executives of the ARC, looking at the changing dynamics of programs and services for people with developmental disabilities and preparing for the most effective response as a group through community organizing, education, autism, and so much more. So sit back, relax, and come along. Lots of people to talk to and information that I hope will be of help to you. And now we are here with ARC of the U.S. CEO, Peter Burns. Hi, Peter.
Hey, Michelle.
How are you? It's good to see you.
Oh, it's good to see you.
I'm delighted. I love conferences like this because there are so many people that are dedicated to people with disabilities and making their lives better. And this conference is one of many things.
Well, today's just a really, really energizing day. You know, it's we all work. The ARC has, you know, 705 chapters all across the country, and we're all working in our own communities. And this is one of the, really three times a year that folks really get a chance to come together and spend time with one another and share stories and learn from one another and really recharge and re-energize. So it's always an exciting, energetic time.
We always talk about being energized and re-energized. How important is that for people in the disability field to continue to train themselves and to continue to understand why they came into the field in the first place?
I think that's really important. One of the really nice things about the ARC, in terms of the folks who work for the ARC and who volunteer for the ARC, they tend to get involved and stay involved for a long period of time.
Which is so good.
So they need to sustain the energy and to be effective doing the work over a long period of time. You need to step back and take some time to relax, take some time to recharge.
Sure.
You know, the strength of the ARC is we have this huge footprint in communities around the country, and there's all this great work that's going on in the front lines. And, you know, I'm sitting in Washington, D.C., trying to really understand what the world looks like at the local level, and we're trying with the national organization to kind of harvest the best intelligence and the best information that exists all across our network and put that to use.
Talk about what things are going on in Washington that are affecting people with disabilities right now.
Okay, well, this is a really
crazy,
challenging time. I mean, we've been focusing a lot of our effort and working really hard to prevent the system that we've built over all these years to prevent it from being taken apart. And so far, we've been successful.
Yes, that's good.
You know, it is an ongoing fight, and this fight is going to continue at least through the election, at least into the new year, into 2013. And you know, that's a number one priority for us, is making sure the system isn't taken apart, that the money keeps flowing from the federal government into the states to support programs and services for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. I mean, the other thing that's been really important to the success we've had so far in preventing things from being taken apart is the work that's happening at the grassroots level. You know, we have really, throughout the ARC network, we put out the call to individuals with disabilities, to the family members, to tell their stories.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, everything we're seeing, that's what's making the difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last summer, the summer of 2011, when the Congress was enacting the Budget Control Act, you know, we kept Medicaid and services for people with disabilities off the chopping block, and that was largely because families all around the country spoke up. You know, we brought families to Washington to meet with folks in the White House and to meet with folks in Congress. The families speaking up really makes a huge difference.
I agree with your point, because a lot of times you get so involved in the rigmarole of paperwork, of the meetings, of the, and you finally see, when you bring people into a meeting like that, you finally see where all your efforts going, that there are people that are affected. They're not just paperwork, that there are faces right there.
Yeah. And that's what, when we brought, I think it was three or four families to the White House to meet with high-level officials in the White House, that's what they said to us. They said, we do this policy work day in and day out, and it's all like ideas for us. But, and when you brought these people in to talk to us, I mean, that made it real in a way that you just don't get when you're reading about it on paper. So that's, really one of the most important things, most important message I have as we fight this fight, is the families, individuals with disabilities and families need to stay involved and need to be speaking out, because that's the only thing that's going to prevent really bad things from happening.
So what is the future?
Well, we have a pretty detailed long-range plan for the ARC. One of our major objectives is to really make the ARC a household name. The ARC as an organization should be as well known as the American Red Cross, mm-hmm. and as part of that, we want to really make sure, we really want to educate the public about the issues and concerns of people with intellectual and developmental disabilities and their families, and we want to organize individuals and the families to have more power to bring about the kind of policy change we need so they can live lives where they're fully included in the society and live in the way they want to live.
Peter Burns, CEO of the ARC of the United States. Thank you, Peter, so much for your time.
Great talking to you, and thanks for coming out to our meeting here.
Thank you. It was my pleasure. Thank you.